Well, a significant thaw in the so-called public servant pay freeze is imminent. The Public Service Commission is putting out its new guidelines as early as next week. RNZ's Phil Pennington has obtained a draft copy. He is with us now. Hi, Phil.
Morena, Corin.
So, what does it say? Is that the end of them, is it?
Well, it does actually look like that. It looks like this is really the end of this three-year period. If the draft is followed up by the final and it follows this, what we're looking here is that all that restraint and the buckling of the belt, the government has refused to call it a freeze, that belt is going to be significantly loosened. And the driver here is the draft talks about it's got to recognise the current environment is one of pressure on wages in all parts of the economy, where the public service is facing shortages in key areas of staff. So there's your guiding light right there.
All right, let's just go back a little bit. What was the, the so-called freeze? Where was it targeted for the public service? Were we talking the core bureaucrats, public service? Yes. What sort of pay ranges were we talking about?
Oh, it was certainly the core, but it sets the tone for a lot of other agencies. So the core is about that 35 agencies, you know, just centred on Wellington. There's about 60,000 public servants. They're not the ones that you hear about the front line that the public have sympathy for, which is your police officers and your teachers, and that they're well outside the core. But this is more your bureaucrats. The focus of the freeze, which came in 2020, and that was dominated by the threat from rising COVID costs. So that's what the government cited. That was really focused on anyone over 60 grand. It was not a freeze, and they've been very keen to say
there was discretion, wasn't it?
Yeah. Within your pay band, you could get progression, but what they weren't allowed to do was move the whole band up. And if you're on over 100 grand, you're only meant to get a pay rise in exceptional circumstances. You'd have to make the case. That in practice there's been a few hundred, and quite a few stories about a few hundred people who've got who are on over 100 grand have got pay rises each year. And then every year you've had people who've moved from the 60 to 100 into 100 plus because of movements there. Like last year, there were 1,300 of those. So, I mean, it is significant movement within that. But the bulk, over 60, have been frozen, and you've seen a lot of movement, people becoming contractors, people moving jobs.
Churn, you get this churn. Yeah,
because if you can't get a pay rise in your job, you'll take another job, right? And that might be in the public sector, it might be a contractor, might be outside. But a lot within the public sector, creating quite a lot of instability.
Mm. This, we won't know, but this would presumably cost a lot of money, potentially. I mean, it might be quite hard to quantify.
You mean
immediately.
The relaxing of the
freeze? Yes, the relaxing of it. Because you've got inflation running at, obviously, 7-odd% for quite some time. Mm. You would have to imagine that there's going to be people pushing for similar pay rises.
Well, this draft, which I've got right here, it does not take the brakes off entirely at all. It does say that everything has to be met within the existing budget envelope within an agency. So it's not saying it's open slather. The move now is toward moderate, reasonable pay increases. Targeted, it says. It's talking about targeting them where there are particular problems with recruitment and skill shortages. The expectation being that they will fund them from within existing baselines. The movement last year in the whole salary bill for the core, $5.5 billion, it went up 3.7% on average for public servants, but if you take the whole bill, yep, it went up 2.4%. That equates to about $130 million. So if you loosen that starts to get expensive very quickly. What this draft seems to do is it puts this new regime in place, which is called the PSPA, which is a public service pay allowance regime. That's quite a new thing, and it's the thing they're trying to use to negotiate a whole lot of agreements. They've already ratified about a dozen of them, and it's basically, for instance, offered $4,000 in the first year and then either 3% or $2,000 in the second year, so two-year pay deals. But you can see that is actually a way of pegging it back, and that's actually a reason why this draft is not popular with all unions, because some unions say if you go with this PSPA thing, and if you try and make that the default, which this seems to do, then you're actually going to come in well below that inflation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Just finally, so this is the draft. When you're expecting this guidance to be released in the full version, what, next week, is it?
Yeah, the Public Service Commission, and they refuse to comment on this draft or anything about this until that has come out, but it would be next week, they say, at the earliest. The PSA, Public Service Association, they welcome the fact that there'll be a new one. They say the 2021 guidance, which we're under at the moment, has been bad for workers and really squeezed them. So they're looking for a change here. And they're not really opposed to this new regime, PSPA, but some unions are. So changes in the wind, and I think it would be reasonable to say this does signal an end to that so-called freeze.
Phil Pennington, excellent stuff. Thank you very much for that.